Okay, here we go.
Nah.
There's my link to my post on the forums. Everybody who's a member should be able to see it. Finally got around to making it. And if you want to cut straight to the nice, sweet part, you can click on my link, which is right after the first paragraph there. And that's the chart that I managed to whip together with OpenOffice, and that's the one I've been using for about a month now. It basically provides just a really good guide to our commodity sales that I'd like to try to do. And Jeremy, you were asking me about withdrawal and deposit limits. That, after thinking about it, that's kind of what I want to do. And after we talk about it, I would like to go ahead and toss some stuff in there for people to go ahead and sell today if they want.
Okay.
These numbers on the backside, is that how much it costs to get a 250 sack, or how much 250 sack sells for?
These are costs. These are all replicator costs. I guess I should explain it in my post. I'm sorry about that. There's four categories. There's regular replicator cost. There's Ferengi replicator cost. There's the freighter cost. And then there's the Ferengi plus freighter cost, which is what I pay.
So basically what you're saying is, if you, it's just a standard player, not a Ferengi and not in a freighter, if you went to your replicator, that's what it would cost. If you're a Ferengi without a freighter, you go to your replicator, that's what it's going to cost. If you're a freighter without a Ferengi, that's what it's going to cost you. But if you're a Ferengi with a freighter fine-tuned to your unit, that's what you're going to pay out of your replicator.
Right. So the prices on the right-hand side are most important, because those are the stack prices. Those are the base stack prices. In other words,
they're correlated with your prices to the left, right?
Right, yeah. The left-hand side is just the single item itself. The right-hand side are the 250 stack prices, which means, in other words, if you guys are looking at the chart right now, I pay 15,000 credits for a 250 stack of provisions. And then I turn around and just as a random number back when I first started doing these sales, I sold them for 30,000, which is a normal Ferengi price.
And he can click, by the way, Gresh can click wherever he wants you to look, and it's updated automatically for you.
Actually, somebody else is doing it right now.
I
clicked on 30,000 just so I could distinguish it.
Yeah,
now, if you
see that.
I clicked on the F column. It's blue. It's a blue square. Now, if you actually look at that, though, Gresh has a third way with a Ferengi and a freighter, in order to make even less, and that's if you have the complete Ferengi set equipped on the freighter, and
actually,
you're flying the freighter.
Actually, you only need a two-piece, but it does specify only in sector space, so until I buy that set, which is going to be very soon, by the way, I won't actually know until I try.
So keep in mind, though, there's an added bonus if you're using some of the Ferengi pieces that's in the Lobby store, right? It's in the Lobby store?
Yeah. I'm saving up. I need 400 Lobby crystals, and I'm at 120 right now. So it costs 200 for a piece, but you only need a two-piece set. And I consider the mines kind of so I'm going to buy the missiles and the console.
And you're selling these both on the exchange, right?
Yes, I'm selling these on the exchange. You know, I pay the guy in the back of my freighter, the quartermaster, I pay him 15,000 credits for a 250 stack of provisions. I sell them on the exchange for 30,000. Now, that being said, there are people out there who are competing with me. So you'll see stacks out there for 29,999. And, you know, they undercut me by a few credits. And so what do? I go back on and I undercut them, because the market for this is huge. Sales happen very quickly. You know, people are looking all day long, hundreds of people looking on there for commodities. You know, they buy the cheapest. I've never seen anybody go for, you know, more expensive commodities. That's just silly.
Well, I usually take if somebody undercuts somebody by 5 energy credits, I'll usually take the one above them just to piss them off, because they're trying to undercut them.
And there are people who will do that.
I've got a question. Is there a way to adjust the game dynamics for this instead of going into the exchange for it? Could we just go back and sell these cheaply purchased items to, say, the officer on Starbase?
You mean kind of like what we were doing with the Ferengi on Dethira, that the one time buying at 60, selling at, or buying at 40, selling at 60 or whatever?
Nope, I already talked to Jeremy. Jeremy told me about you guys' old trick. Unfortunately, even if the Lobby Crystal Ferengi set does stack with my bonus, I'll only be getting back credits that I paid to replicate. In other words, I can recycle stacks for the original price if the set piece works with my project. But no, I have not found any vendor who magically pays more than what I can replicate for. So if you find that, that's great, but...
Well, I know the vendor on ESD gives you 50%.
Right,
so
well,
if you're able to make it for 40%, you should be able to sell it back for
10%
more.
That's 40% of the original price, which is 100%. See where it says 100% replicator?
Okay, so 60, gotcha.
Yeah. I pay 40% of the replicator price. That's what the percentages mean.
Yeah. So if you're buying for 60, you can only sell it for 50. So you're actually going to lose money.
Right.
Still,
you're going to lose 10%. So.
Now that you brought up that up though, Gresh, I do want to make a point. I don't know if anybody's another point about the exchange. I don't know if anybody's been there lately. And this was one of those ninja patches again that I've never seen, was listed in a patch note. They slid it in under the radar. But when you go to the exchange, your sort button now has about 8 to 10 options that you can sort by. One of them being sort by, well, the common one that everybody uses is sort by price, which is the cheapest price. Now, that's the cheapest price, is whether it's an individual item, a stacked item, or what. So if you've got, let's review that here. So if you've got a stack of, let's say, 10 items, and it's going to go by the cheapest price for the stack, not the individual price of the unit in the stack. So when you sort by price, you're literally getting the cheapest price for the stack. Now, there's an option that I like to use for stacked items and items that can stack, things of that nature, is sort by unit. In other words, that unit that was the cheapest in the price might not necessarily be what you're getting it for as the cheapest per unit in that stack. So now you've got a way to find your cheapest stack of items based on the unit price of each individual unit in the stack. So keep that in mind when you're hunting for stacked items. You should always be sorting by unit and not by price. Because you may see like a stack of 8 for 100,000 and a stack of 10 for 100,000. Well, if you do the math, the one for 10 is going to be lower in the list, which is going to be your cheaper one, because it's individually per unit, it's cheaper.
So explain something to me. What's the category? Sort by what?
Sort by price is the one most of us have always used. Now there's a sort by unit.
Ah, you know what? That's extremely helpful. I didn't know that existed.
There you go. Like I said, they ninja'd it in. I never seen a patch note on it, and I read every single patch note that they've ever released from day one, and I've never seen a new sort option to the exchanges.
Do you mind if I talk a little bit more?
Go ahead.
For those of you who happen to be near the exchange right now, one example I'd like to make, and this is in conjunction with what Jeremy just said, I sorted by price per unit, which now is now insanely handy. Shield generators right now, extremely popular. Shield generators and provisions sell like candy because you need them for the Starbase assignments. So a 250 stack of shield generators right now, the cheapest price is $24,685. Now, guess what? You might think, oh, well, that's low. You know, we're losing $6,000 or whatever off of the $30,000 that Gresh normally sells them for. You're still making a raw profit because you only paid $15,000 for it to begin with. And it was just, you know, it's as easy as me clicking it and putting it in the fleet bank. I don't actually, you know, the cost is covered.
That's the question I got. This for it to, for the fleet to get it, are we just on our honor to put it in the fleet bank, or What, is there a requirement or what?
That is one of the tricky parts, because obviously if I'm paying hundreds of thousands of credits to fill the sleep bank, I need at least I at least need minimum compensation for the money I put into it.
Well, I understand.
So that's probably what something we need to discuss.
Like a minimum requirement per member or fleet member or what? Like a report, like we do reporting?
Kind of. Boy, that's tricky, Jeremy. What do you think?
Well, first of all, we have to figure out what's going to cost to fill every tab in that particular tab of the bank and how often you're going to fill it. And somebody's going to have, other than yourself, obviously, is going to have to documentate what you deposit and how much you've spent. So you can stack 250 of any provision in the tabs. There's how many tabs in each tab of the bank? 43, 42?
No, 40, it's actually
12 times 4. That was 48.
Right.
48, okay.
I determined just to fill it with provisions, which is a very popular commodity, but just to fill it with the absolute cheapest thing, which is provisions, it will cost me like, I think it was 960 or 980,000 to fill it.
Well, then, like I said, that depends on, because paying you $1 million a day, if that empties out every day, is not doable. I can tell you that right now.
Right. So the money will have to somehow, the actual cost price will have to come back to me somehow.
Well, and then the, hang on, I was in the wrong bank. The next thing is, you know, you talk about your competition on the market. Right now, if you were to fill that up and let people start selling that, isn't that going to affect your price?
You mean my profits?
Yes.
Absolutely. But I don't care. You know, if you guys go on right now and undercut them by one credit, who's to say in 2 hours I'm not going to go on and post a few of them and undercut you by a credit?
Okay. Now, the next question then. Who is actually willing, who is, right here, right now, I want an input from you guys. Who is actually willing to go ahead and, you know, withdraw these? Because it's not going to be much of a profit, and you're not going to get much withdrawals on a daily basis. You know, maybe a couple of stacks of 250 of any given item, so that everybody gets a shot to do it. How viable of a month? Because you're doing, because Gresh is doing this, so you guys can make money on an individual level. So how much, how many of you are actually into making that kind of an effort or commitment like Gresh is doing? Basically, he's going to do all the front end work. All you're going to do is get the access to grab them and throw them up on the exchange or do whatever you want with them.
Can I say something? As Gresh puts it together, it's like a stock thing. And there are people that get in the stock market to get rich quick, but then the real way to do it is over the long term. So if you go and buy 10, 15, 20 stacks, you put them on for sale, don't expect for them to turn over right away, because they're going to eventually sell. That's the way I look at it. So if I did it, I wouldn't be looking to get rich real quick. I know that they're going to sell, and I know I'm going to get the money. So that's just the way I look at it.
To an extent, what you have to realize is I'm not the only person doing this. If somebody's selling commodity, let's just use provisions because it's the easiest example. If somebody out there is selling them for $29,000 and you have a bunch of stacks up for $30,000 thinking, oh, well, eventually his stacks will run out, they're committed just like I am. They're going to check every day and go, oh, wow, you know what? I sold all mine. This guy's 30s are the only ones left. I'm going to put more 29s up. So, yeah, you might sell some of your 30s, but I'm telling you, there's a couple guys out there that are competing with me pretty hardcore.
Well, one other question. Well, are you going to keep us up to date to which one of all the commodities are hot? I mean, right now you'd say provisions, but say next week it's weather control systems. Are you going to be the one to let us know what's hot and what's not?
Absolutely. I'm planning on making more posts in this forum topic. There are some basic staples. Shield generators, provisions, and also warp coils, because you need warp coils to get chip provisions, which everybody wants right now.
Well, I'm interested.
Now, there's not a huge profit in warp coils because there's a lot of, you don't need that many warp coils. So you don't actually make 100% profit like you do on the small stuff. But you do make a larger chunk. So it's just a matter of, you know, preference. Now, keep in mind also, and I'll add this to my post, is that, you know, I can do custom orders. If you guys come to me and say, hey, you know what, I've got my, I have nothing offered up on the exchange right now, I'd like something to be sitting there making me money, you know, could you maybe make me 20 stacks of shield generators? I will try to fit you guys in, and I will jump on my ship and make them for you.
Well, given that, given the current, what you just said there, wouldn't it, and you're looking for reimbursement for at least cost only, wouldn't it be more effective to say anybody who's on board with this, come see me, rather than tying up a tab for it? I know, I realize you're not on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but, you know, we've got mail, we've got website, we've got forums. Because that would alleviate the problem, then, if somebody wants to, in turn, make a profit, you know, that way it ensures that they're paying their share up front to earn that profit.
I think the tab was mostly so that he's not doing this 24 the whole time he's on there. I mean, I think it's going to be very popular. And I think he's going to play the game sometime too.
Well, see, that's the obstacle though I'm trying to overcome is he wants to be reimbursed. How do we reimburse him?
Okay.
I mean, you know, does he check the logs every day and sees who's withdrawn? Does he check the log every day and see who's withdrawn a stack and then? And then say, hey, where's my money, or?
Where's my money?
How far, here's a really good question. How far does the activity log go?
Depends on which one you look at. The one in the news, the actual fleet window, is only minutes long. And that's depending on how much activities there is within our bank. Now, if you go to the actual bank and click the storage log, that'll show for days, but no dates or times.
Right. I think it has a cap on activity as well, too.
It does. But, I mean, it's a lot longer than the one is in the fleet window, but there's no dates and times tied to the one at the bank.
Right. I think it lasts as long as a week.
I don't think you're right. I know I went far back as a week.
Because, I mean, there's an obvious solution, but it's also kind of a broken solution because it could backfire, is that you guys could just, take the money out of the fleet bank and reimburse me and go on the honor system that everybody's going to put the cost price into the fleet bank. But then if people don't do that, we're going to go broke.
Well,
yeah.
Russ, you're in red, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's your idea, but there's nothing that says that you have to do it alone. I mean, there's 5 or 6 of us in red that, along with what we do, we could probably help you out. I mean, not directly, but if you need help, holler.
Actually, directly, too. I failed to mention this. Like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of time to make this post. Anybody who has a Ferengi character or owns a freighter can help replicate commodities.
So even if you could just go buy a freighter off the exchange, create a Ferengi character, you're already making money. You don't even have to level that tune. Just get that Ferengi into that freighter and start replicating.
And yeah. Now, the other cool thing is, you mentioned my time. One thing I can do is, if you guys, some of you guys have lifetime accounts, how many character slots do you get with that? Or do you still have to unlock them manually?
I have 6.
Because what I was going to get at is, all you have to do is make a Ferengi, and then what I do is invite you aboard my freighter, and you can just do it right there. So in reality, all you need is a Ferengi, because me and Drakus and a few other people in the fleet have freighters.
I have a Ferengi and a freighter.
There you go. See, Frost is doing this, and he didn't even tell me, so.
Where do you get the freighters at? I've never seen one on the exchange.
They came out of the reinforcements duty officer pack. They give the two Philly freighter.
Tuffly
freighter, whatever.
That's how I say it.
Oh, Tuffily, right?
Tuffly.
I think there's only one F.
Is there? Oh.
Okay, well, I'll look at it.
And it's under, oh crap, I was just staring at it. It's under reward packs, I believe.
Pretty expensive, though.
Last time I checked, they were like $30 million.
I'm not sure what the going price is. I think I checked they were the other day, and they were $50 million. The cheapest Tufili freighter was, Tufli freighter was $50 million.
Looks like I gotta get the word.
Yep. They went back up. Cheapest is 58 basically.
So they went up even since the other day then I checked them in. So yesterday or the day before I checked them, they were 50 yet. Because I was talking in Zone about it with somebody, and he's like, well, do you want to trade me a Tufli freighter for one of my bug ships that I posted in there? I'm like, I'm not selling my bug ship anyways. And he says, I'll give you $35 million. I'm like, you need to add a couple of zeros behind that before I'd even consider trading for a Tufli freighter.
Right. No, I mean, somebody must have lucked out the other day, because somebody in fleet told me they were going for 30, which, that's good. Because I'll be honest with you, I paid off almost all of my loan that I got from you guys for the freighter with this trick. I mean, I did luck out. I had some, like, anti-proton consoles and stuff, so I may have gotten, like, $15 million of it from sales on the exchange. But anyway, it's totally up to you guys how you want to do this. Jeremy, it does complicate things. I didn't think about that, you know. It's too bad we can't have a gumball machine in our bank where people have to put 15,000 credits in to get a stack of commodities.
That's actually not a bad idea. You know, if I can get the thread going on the feedback area of the STO forums, you know, that we create a tab that in order to withdraw, you got to put energy credits in.
I think that would be good.
That's actually a very good idea. I can get the thread going, and it's just a matter of cryptic, you know, how they see it. But if we get enough feedback on it, they might even consider it.
Like, basically, yeah. Or you know, you should put it like this. Just say that you know, you wish that you had like almost like a miniature exchange inside the fleet bank. You wish you could sell items to members, you know, and then have the credits go into the fleet bank. Because I think a lot of people would support that idea. But, all right, well, just to let you guys know, I am open for business if you guys need anything replicated. Or if you have a Ferengi and want to make your own, all you have to do is jump on my ship and start posting, you know.
Well, and until we figure out a reimbursement method or moving forward with this in general, I want you guys, if I want Gresh and whoever wants, if you guys want to participate in this, so that Gresh doesn't have to devote his entire time to replicating and meeting with you. Gresh, set up a time that your business is, quote, open, so to speak, so that, you know, post it in the forums or whatever for now. And then you guys need to get with him, you know, maybe, I don't know how much time he spends online on day. I didn't, anyways. You know, during that time, if he says, okay, well, in an hour, for an hour between 8 and 9 Pacific p.m., I'm open for business. If you want something replicated, you want 50 stacks of this, this is my time, I'm open for now until we get something set up.
I actually have an idea on that, sir. You just gave me a thought. Besh, why don't you make it an event?
That's possible, but I have – that's a great idea, but you just actually read my mind. Let me put some frosting on that cake. How about we start having fleet meetings aboard my freighter? There's a bar in the back. I can make those while we're having the fleet meeting so that we're not wasting time. I have to be here for the fleet meetings anyway, even the officer meetings. So, you know, if I'm going to sit through an officer meeting and read officer chat, why don't we do it aboard my freighter so that I can be replicating while I'm at it?
Well,
we already come here on Sundays for the meeting, so I say we do it aboard a freighter.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be here. Well, yes and no. I can see that. It's just we, Omega and I, cherish our. Well, I guess here doesn't matter at Starbase. Yeah, we can probably do that. It probably won't be a problem.
You know, because I'm here every Sunday, you know, and I realize that I think there's the one Sunday a month that is just the higher-ups, right?
One Sunday a month is everybody. There's two officer meetings a month. Every officer's got to make at least one of them. Omega and I've got our own meeting we have once a month, and then there's the general. So that's four meetings a month. You're not required to attend the general. You're not required to attend the fleet admiral's meeting, and you're only required to attend one officer meeting a month.
Well, I'm usually here for all of them anyway. It's kind of my Sunday deal. So I think that why don't we just kind of staple that on to the Sundays. You could even put it in the Sunday fleet meeting event if you'd like, that Gresh will be available on his freighter for commodity sales.
All right.
What did you mean by that, Al?
Just that I'm available. I'm here now.
Oh. Like, I mean, I'll go up to my freighter right now, and if anybody wants to post commodities, definitely bookmark that chart, because that's really where you need to kind of aim for and kind of see where the competition sits and stuff. I would hate to see myself go through all this work and then you know, make an accident and sell it for really low and not make any money.
But you also got to go on the market price though too, just be, you know. So that chart could change in a week down the road. That could drop down to 25,000 for a Ferengi plus freighter stack, you know, or 20,000. Still more than what you bought it for, but. Just the end result is you ain't gonna make as much.
Right.
And
well,
the chart's
not gonna change. The chart just shows the prices that people pay to replicate them.
No, I got you.
Because you don't want to, you know. Here's the deal: you don't want to charge more than that 100% category because that's people can replicate for that price, so they're never ever gonna pay that price.
Oh, there are people out there, me included, that don't want to go to the replicator, and it's easier to search for stuff on the exchange.
But with people like me out there, you know, there's probably never going to be... I mean, if you want to pay more, Jeremy, you're welcome to, but I'm just saying that almost every commodity that I've checked, you're never going to find a 250 stack that runs that price.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Jeremy on that part about going to the exchange to buy commodities and other junk and whatnot. That's kind of something I've made a religion out of, if you will, and my main argument in that stance is the fact that any time I buy something through a replicator or commodity broker or some manner like that, energy credits don't go nowhere. They disappear from the STO in-game economy. And then when I pay them through players, it doesn't disappear. It stays in the economy.
Right. That's good, yeah.
So you're saying rather than grow it at home and use the seeds for next year, you'd rather go to the grocery market and buy it, right?
Talking to me?
Yeah. I'm just throwing another light on it.
No, I get your analogy there, but I don't know, not sure how that's going to fit with this statement, because if I buy from the replicator with the energy credits just disappear, and I get an item that comes in the game, which plenty of items come in the game through drops. If I buy through an exchange or something, that money goes to another player, and it stays circulating.
Think of your garden like your replicator and the store like the exchange. That's the point. That's how it applies. So if you need money to initially get started, so that's you get that through playing the game. But if you were to take that money now and buy seeds, plant them in your garden, and save a few items for next year, dry it out, use the seeds, and kept doing that over and over and over every year, you wouldn't be putting any market money into your grocery store and keeping it in the community. You'd be doing it all. You'd be self-sufficient.
Well, now, if you're replicating items for energy credits, you know, that's a different story. You're bringing energy credits into the game from nowhere. It's the other way around where you're making the credits disappear out of the end game.
Enough already, guys.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much...
He's getting a headache.
I think we've pretty much beaten a dead horse here.
Well, it sounds like a good idea. I like the aspect of how you're trying to come up with ways to generate income.
Well, this isn't on an individual level, not a fleet level. This is for the individual member to kind of take their partay in the exchange market.
When Jeremy originally asked me what I had in mind, one of the possibilities he asked about was, are we making money for the fleet bank? Which, you know, that'd be cool too, as if we were just depositing it back. But, you know, it's up to the individual, you know. I don't want to, Yeah, it'd be kind of weird to ask everybody to do that and to track it and make sure nobody's pocketing the money and stuff. So I'm like, no, this is just something that, you know, it's benefited me and I'm passing it on to the fleet.
No argument there.
Hey, Rich. Glad you could join us.
Thanks, man. I'm just going to be kind of quiet because I'm still kind of asleep.
Well, here, I'll give you something to read.
I'm trying to do my Dawson game, but what's up?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I made a forum post. I put the link in there. You can read it whenever you want.
Okay, bro. I'll get on it. Well, in a minute.
I understand. So, yeah, I mean, doing it the Fleet Bank way, I don't know, man. I'm sitting here, like, scratching my head now.
Yeah, I mean, I now that I thought about that and things like that, I don't think the bank is the way to go because, you know, the biggest hurdle is reimbursement. I mean, I don't think the Fleet Bank should have to reimburse you for somebody else pocketing the money. So, and like you said, there's no way to track that, to prove that. I think we're going to have to find another way of doing it. And I think the way you're talking about with every Sunday is, you know, if you're here for the meetings and you need a week's worth of provisions, you know, that's your time to get them. Or whenever else you're online on an individual, however you want to help them.
Hey, Griff, can I suggest something?
Yeah. Sure.
In RED, as we get to these senior officers, we're required to drop money into the Fleet Bank. What I'm suggesting is just we are required to sell some of these things. Make it, I mean, I don't know if it takes that much time to do this, but like we buy a few stacks, we sell them, we put a deposit in the bank like we do already. I mean, I don't know if we could do it in interdepartment and make a difference, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
That is an idea. Here's an idea, Jeremy. You can pretty much trust your senior staff, I imagine, right? I mean, it seems like we wouldn't have anybody do anything unscrupulous. What you could do is we could just leave it to the officers, just like junior and up. And then if everybody's doing it with the idea to put it in the Fleet Bank, that's actually a really cool idea.
It's. What do you mean? I guess I'm not following you.
You're still including too many people. I mean, I don't think everybody's going to go for it. You'll have a handful that will, but I don't think everybody's going to go for it.
I think you could do anything like that and make a career officer and up.
Well, first of all, the only buddy that has unlimited access to the bank in energy credits is Omega and me. Everybody else has a salary, and I think career officers, their max they can get is $1 million a day.
$500,000.
$500,000 a day?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if you were intending that on a way to get reimbursed or however or what, but that way isn't going to work.
No, I still would like to try the interdepartment thing first and see how that would work. Because, like I said, we're already required senior officers to deposit money in the Fleet Bank. And I think if we were selling these along, it would probably help our totals get into that total, put them in the Fleet Bank. Right now, I'm putting my $1 million to 1.5. If I'm selling these things, it might be $2.5 million next week.
Starting off this idea on a small scale might be beneficial in learning what would be involved in keeping it running.
Mm-hmm.
And like interdepartment would be pretty small.
What we could do, I'm just going to throw this out there. What you could do, Jeremy, for this auction house tab is leave crew and recruits out of it for now, for the moment, just to test it out. Have junior able to deposit so that I can actually put stuff in there, and then have the seniors and up able to pull out so that they're selling and they're putting the money back in the Fleet Bank.
Okay, well, seniors are going to have to keep it clean because opening it up to that was the other hurdle. Opening it up to junior officers to be depositing. And if they don't, if they just see it open in a place that they need that they can put something, it will be filled up. So.
Oh, okay. So you want RED to keep it clean, or
keep it clean for Gresh.
2 years and up.
Okay, so
in your career as fleet leaders.
How much can they drive? How much can they withdraw on the way up? How much?
See, that's a toughie too. I mean, obviously you can withdraw everything.
Four stacks?
You know, you could. See, that's just a problem. I mean, if we were all Vulcans, then I would say just put unlimited.
I think the Red Department meeting, Dawn asked this. If you're all talking about keeping the inner department, I was going to see about joining that meeting. And with that going on, we can look into this in more detail.
Okay. This is tricky. Let's just say the one thing I want to make sure everybody understands is that if you come to me right now, you know, I have no problem replicating them for you. So if anybody wants to use this chart and sell commodities, they can get with me on an individual basis.
I definitely appreciate your support in that direction.
It's not a problem.
Do we have any more topics on hand? I believe this meeting is getting close to coming to a conclusion.
RED doesn't have anything else right now.
PVE combat ops is good.
Well, Jeremy, would you like to go ahead and conclude?
Well, if nobody has anything else, you guys are free to take off.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
When you all go to have your Red Department's meeting, could you drop me a PM? I'd like to attend.
All right.
Nat, I'm stopping the recording.